then, right, I crawled out of the rabbit hole, realised I was in Great Yarmouth.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd lost exactly 74% of the clothes that I wore before I entered.
Oh, God.
Problems, right?
It's not cool.
And this all happened last weekend.
You say that, but I've since then I've lost all track of time. I don't know anything.
Okay.
Are we ready? Sorry, I went off on one.
Yeah. Okay.
So yes.
Where are we going to start this time? This is podcast numero dos.
Numero dos.
If you don't know Spanish,
French.
That's two.
Swedish.
No. What? No, you're just naming different countries.
Portugal.
We are going to talk about... What are we going to talk about?
Some games.
We're going to talk about some games.
We are a games channel after all.
But yeah, so we're going to sort of say what we're looking forward to in the coming year of the 2015.
A coming year.
A coming year, yeah.
Oh.
Really, sorry.
Well, that escalated.
Okay, so, Ben.
No. All right, I don't mind. Yeah, I'll start. So the game that I am most looking forward to in 2015 is The Witcher, The Wild Hunt, which I played quite...
Which is the witchest of them all?
Yeah.
Sorry. Continue.
So I played the first and second one. The second one was utterly amazing. Such a great game. And I think... The Witcher is actually an indie game, isn't it? Because it's not made by a
massive.
It's actually it's like one of the biggest like indie games.
Okay.
But this third one is apparently just going to be off the hook, off the hizzle, as
the chain.
Off the, yes.
Down
the conveyor belt
in the hood yes. With the ghetto
off the wrist. The ghetto
and the shooting and
yeah.
Anyway,
what is it about? Is it about witches?
It's about a guy.
Not a witch then.
No, who is a witch hunter.
Oh, okay.
And you
makes
play,
more sense,
yeah.
Yeah.
See the link there now.
And you go around like killing monsters and stuff. And you got two different swords. You got like a silver sword to kill certain things, you got other sword to kill.
Is it like an FPS, like Skyrim sort of thing?
Yeah.
Well,
it's third person, so you're it's the combat system's amazing. And this next one is said to be the biggest RPG ever made.
Ever.
They're saying 20% bigger in size than Skyrim. So talking some serious vastings.
Vastings.
Yes. So it's a Polish game.
Is it all going to be in Polish?
No. It definitely won't be. And yeah, it's just basically the reason why I loved the second one in particular was because it had a great storyline. It had a really awkward CG sex scene in it, which was a bit weird. I'm not sure what I
you
think
watched
about,
it over and over, didn't you?
I'm just not sure what I think about sex scenes in games.
Because you feel guilty now that you've watched it.
How long was the scene?
It was a couple of minutes. There was definitely nudities and stuff.
So you can finish a couple of times in that. Oh.
I'm getting on a bit now, so I have to rest between. I have to have a little sleep. So I mean, are we? I'd like to ask the group though. Are we in favour of? I mean, do you find it particularly realistic to have sex scenes in games?
No, the only game I've ever had that had a sex scene in it was GTA. Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption. Did that have a sex scene?
Did it? I've never played it. Well, I have played it.
I can't remember.
It was weird.
It is weird.
It was
but then
really
again,
weird.
I'm quite happy to watch like animated porn.
Although it's a bit awkward when you're watching, your whole family's watching you play this new game.
Yeah, and then that happens.
Oh,
yeah.
So what's this game called? Oh, it's called Jenny and Scarlett Go to the Beach.
Boning Mammals 3.
But yeah, the only one I've ever come close to is GTA, and you get a hooker in the car, and then you just...
Yeah, but that's just funny.
Yeah.
Leisure
who was
Larry.
It? We were online, and I got a hooker in the car, and someone sat in the car with me. Was it you, Sam?
Oh, it was me.
Just
yeah.
What?
No, because I stood on the bonnet with a camera, going... Shh, shh, shh.
So you made a porn film?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Wow.
Have you, Sam, ever got a hooker in GTA and not murdered her afterwards? Has that ever happened? Have you ever let
Does real life count?
Let's go for no, just for incriminating.
Okay, well, no.
Yeah, okay, alright.
You always kill them after.
Yeah, or during.
I always find that every time I have to kill a hook that's in the car, I have to blow up the car.
I like the way you say
it's the only way to get rid of her.
This.
Yeah.
No, no, you just...
You just drive it into the sea or...
No, you just get out of the car, shoot her in the face.
Well, she gets out and runs, and then you just sort of, like, punch her in the back of the head. She falls over.
Oh, yeah, you do that weird...
Yeah, like a weird, like, staggered punch. Where you, like, fall back and then throw your whole body forward and just nail her in the back of the head.
And then she dies instantly.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Right.
Back to the game.
Okay, so The Witcher does sound quite interesting.
It does. It's just got, you know, they just introduce new things like, you know, combat on horseback, which I don't really think really worked in Skyrim.
I don't even know.
Yeah, it was just awkward.
Yeah, it's. I think in every game I've played, combat on horseback has been awkward.
Skyrim, I just sort of walked around and just arched things.
Yeah, arched things.
Yeah. Didn't even run.
Back.
Oop, arched arm.
So that's my pick of 2015, and yeah, somebody else can pick it up from there. Just by the way, it's out on like everything.
Talking about witches, I'm looking forward to a racing game called Project
Mars. It's seamless.
See the link there?
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, I tend to do or play a lot of racing games. Forza 4 is the one that I still play because I'm too poor to get an Xbox One. But Project Cars is being released on the PC, the PlayStation 4, the Xbox
One,
SteamOS, and the Wii U. So it's pretty much everything.
The wheel.
The Wii U.
Oh.
The Wii U. You, Sam.
Me and it's going to be released on me.
Released on you. I'll release something on you in a minute. I'm not overly sure what it's going to be about. I'm assuming racing is going to be the main sort of
I think that's a thing. Safe bet.
Yeah.
I thought it was like...
But you can get shit like F1 cars. They have compared it to Gran Turismo and Forza because it is sort of like a photorealistic racing game. And it's made by a English company called Slightly Mad Studios, so that's going to be quite interesting because they're usually
slightly
American-based. And slightly mad because we're British. We're all mentalists who drink tea with 17,000 rows of teeth. But yeah, that's what
I'm quite offended by that. I don't know what
I'm going to go eat my crumpet in peace.
What to say here? As of June this year, there are 67 drivable cars, 52 racetracks, and DLC to come.
Dulk.
There's an early screenshot from 2011. That's ancient.
If only there's some way we could flash that up onto the screen.
Maybe we can do it with
the podcast.
Yes.
With the peaks of audio and make it appear as a picture.
That would be that'd be amazing. If only we could do that. So what particularly are you looking forward to this game, Simon?
It's just going to be an updated thing, isn't it, really? Because it's like the reason people play FIFA and stuff like that is so that they can get updated players, new transfers, new teams, new graphics, and shit like that. But it's going to be basically the same, and it's going to be available for everyone. So with Forza, unless you have the next-gen console, then you're not going to be able to play updated racing games, whereas this is going to be updated and available for pretty much everyone.
Which seems a little bit unfair to me that like games like Forza are...
Yeah, and like Gran Turismo is purely PlayStation as well, isn't it?
Yeah, Gran Turismo was...
Yeah, but you're saying that... PlayStation
was a Forza, wasn't it?
It was the other way around. I'm pretty sure Gran Turismo came first because that was on PS1.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First Gran Turismo I had was Gran Turismo 4, which is incredible. Buying used cars was amazing.
Gran Turismo 3 A-spec with mine.
Apparently, what was it? Gran Turismo 6 was a bit shit.
Probably.
It was a bit of a floppity-dop.
I think it's because everyone was then comparing it to Forza.
Yeah.
And Forza has just absolutely smashed it.
Yeah. So but I'm glad this isn't going to be like arcadey in any way, because I had a look at the crew earlier and that is like quite arcadey. It's like Saints Row-y style.
Mm.
But this is pretty much identical to Forza. So yeah, I'm a happy man. I'm going to get that when it comes out, hopefully. As long as it's not like £70.
It's going to be £70.
It is going to be £70. Now. The developers are going to hear this and they're going to be like, right, I don't want this kid to have the game. Zoom. Apparently that's what they do when they raise prices. They shout Zoom.
Do they?
Yeah. Zoom!
Yeah. It's like anti-Asda. I mean, Adza. Adza. Bleep it. Bleep that out.
Other supermarkets are available.
Texel.
So hold on, what day does that...
Sorens Bros.
Sorens Bros.
Sorens Bros.
Monisons.
What day does Project Cars come out?
March next year. So, EU is 20th of March.
Okay.
We need
UK, apparently, is not part of the EU, so it's the 21st of March.
So we get it a day later?
Yeah.
God damn this
people
country.
Would have completed it by then.
Yeah.
It'll be like an old game by the time we get it.
But yeah, I'm going to get that on PC, I think.
I look forward to you getting that on the PC.
Because then you'll get that on PC as well.
Well, I'll just steal your PC.
Oh.
Yep. That's happening. So.
Okay, right. Cue smooth transition number two.
Speaking of racing games, Sam and I will talk about zombies.
Yeah.
So, Rez... God, when was that? Was that 23? That was last...
It was March, wasn't it?
It was,
this
yeah.
His birthday. When's your birthday?
Next tomorrow.
next tomorrow.
That was like the simplest question you could ask.
March. It was March, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was right.
So, in March, as you may know, if you follow our YouTube channel, we went to Rezd. And one of the games they spoke about in the...
Dev session.
That's the one.
Dev session.
Was Dying Light.
Dying Light.
You're just repeating things.
Just, this
it
is
seems happening. Like I'm giving an input then, but I'm actually not.
But I'm actually lazy.
Basically, it's just a an open world zombie killer.
Yeah, open world zombie killer.
Yeah,
God, needs to stop.
But it's got that little bit extra. You can there's no limit to what you can climb and shit like that. Yeah. So it's sort of Assassin's
it's kind of like
Creed
parkour. Like
yeah,
Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, so it's sort of like a Mirror's Edge zombie thing, but. Thing is, like, they didn't give a lot of information away.
No, yeah.
All the
especially
information
when,
they did give away,
I've
forgotten.
When we saw it, it was like very sort of like secretive. And
yeah, it
sense.
Was all early stages and stuff like that.
Reading here, you can actually craft your own weapons.
See, I remember him saying something about that. If you want to see, you know, if you want to learn as much as we know, go watch our Rez Today 2 video.
Yeah.
Is there any words of storylines in there? Or is it just like
I
you're
don't
on
remember.
An island?
It just says.
Do not remember.
No, it says nothing.
You traverse an urban environment in Brazil. Vicious outbreak, scavenging. Characters, melee, game including downloadable content. I'm just reading random words now. January.
Yeah, it is
optical disc. Development.
Four-player co-op. So.
Four-player co-op? Interesting.
That sounds interesting, actually.
Yeah.
And what's it going to be released on?
It is going to be released in January.
No, not what he asked. PC,
oh.
PS4, and Xbox One.
Yeah. Awesome. So there's a high chance you will see us partake in this game.
Yeah, one thing about the development session, which I just remembered, is vertically, there is no limit. Like, every building can be climbed to the top.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's like a perimeter of where you can't sort of, that's where the world ends. But like everything which is inside is scalable. Which is quite interesting because
yeah,
usually there is some sort of limit.
I remember that they were talking about as well how they actually got it to that point as well because I remember they said they had to rebuild the whole engine.
Yeah, they had something ridiculous like 30,000 climbable points and then they were like, that's not enough. That is nowhere near enough.
And then someone rewrote the whole script
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, it was pretty mental.
What's the combat like then? Is it like kind of very easy combat or is it do you have to enter into massive battles with individual zombies?
Well, didn't actually. There wasn't much footage of combat. I mean, there was one bit where he found a guy in a bio suit or whatever it was.
Yeah, and he threw
hit
like
the
a
gas.
Decoy.
Yeah, yeah, there were decoys. You can throw decoys to distract him, and then he hit the gas tank at the on the bio suit thing and blew up and killed all the zombies there.
Okay, that,
so
with
yeah,
that in
I
mind.
Guess it's more.
Do you, is it about
than,
is it about you killing zombies or is it about you avoiding getting eaten by zombies?
Well,
it's more
you can
avoiding.
Do it's a bit of both because in the dev session, like he. Showed two alternatives as the same position. So
yeah.
He ran around the corner, loads of zombies, jumped on the roof, ran across the rooftops, and then jumped down. Or he like ran around the corner, like punched a zombie in the head and jumped over him, ran through like a group of them. So obviously they're zombies, so they're moving real slow, like
nice.
And then he like slides under this gate thing.
I know that they didn't really show many variety. Much variety in terms of what zombies were there. So like, they showed the hazmat zombie, and then just normal zombies. But I'm not sure.
So you're expecting to see some sort of like soldier zombie or like,
well, no, like
baby zombies or
different abilities. So can they run? Can they actually run? Do they chase you down or what? Because it's going to be pretty easy to avoid them if they're just walking.
That might be something. Just going to be. I don't even know if there's a trailer released yet. If there is,
Next month, so
you would have thought so. But it's made, isn't it made by the people who made Dead Island?
I think so. I could be wrong.
Techland.
So that's
that's published it.
I don't know. Click on Techland, just click on the link to Techland.
What have they made?
I don't know, we're looking now.
Dead Island,
Dead Island. Okay.
I was right.
They also made Chess 2001.
Oh,
it's going to be based on that, man.
I remember that. That was one of the classics. That was like
Chess 2001. That was amazing. Yeah. That was amazing.
What was that released on? PS4?
Yeah.
Sick.
I think it came out in, what was it, last year? Chess 2001?
Yeah, totally. I think it was.
Yeah, it's called Chess 2001, but it was released in 2013.
That's
yeah. Okay. It's a marketing campaign. That's how they do it.
It's like Battlefront 1942 wasn't released then or whatever. Yeah. So
you idiot.
God.
So you're embarrassing to be around sometimes, Sam.
So sorry, guys.
So yeah. So I think out of those three games we've discussed, I think the zombie one is something that you would be more likely something that we would all put on the channel very soon.
I mean, racing is something I do in my spare time because it's just not interesting to watch, really, I suppose.
Yeah, we did do that one Forza video and it flopped completely, so we just didn't even try after that.
Okay.
Something I do want to mention is Dynasty Warriors 8 also coming out in 2015. I don't have anything to say about it, but I'm definitely getting that.
Oh, why?
I fucking love Dynasty Warriors.
Similar to that as well, I guess, is that, I mean, there is a new Mortal Kombat game coming out next year as well. Sam, obviously you're going to be a massive fan of Mortal Kombat, right? With the name Subs, with the gamer tag Sub-Zero, so...
Yeah, I play all of them. All of them.
That's a lie.
Right from the last one I played was what? Mortal Kombat 1?
Yeah.
Well, that would be the first one then.
Pretty sure it was on the Sega.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure I had that as well.
But, yeah.
But why are you called Sub-Zero then? Like, what...
What it was we're going to go back now. We're going to go back to my childhood.
I grew up on the streets.
I grew up.
These were tough times.
With Katana, right? Katana.
With the Katana?
No, with Katana.
What's Katana?
One of the characters. So I already know more than you about Mortal Kombat.
Well, I don't play it and I haven't claimed that I love it.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, if Sam's gamertag was Katana and then he said, "Who's Katana?" and I'd be like, that's a bit weird, but...
Okay, so what happened was, when I was about 7, I went to a car boot and there I saw a Sega.
I'm sorry, you went to a car boot, as in...
No, a car boot sale. Come on, everyone knows this. No, I'm interested. I'm very...
As we haven't, we genuinely haven't heard like the origins of.
So I went to a car boot and there was a guy selling a Mega Drive.
Uh-huh.
Or a Sega. They're different. I don't understand.
Got a Mega Drive.
Whatever. And he was selling it for £8 with a couple of games.
What?
And I was like, oh god, I'm getting on that.
Yeah, but back then, that was like the equivalent of like £300.
How old do you think he is?
Not as old as Ben.
No one's old as old as Ben.
And what happened was I bought this and I already had Mortal Kombat at home.
I already had a Sega.
But my Sega was broken, so I had all these games and I couldn't use them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so I was around my friend's house with the Sega and I thought, oh, let's play Mortal Kombat.
Flaw in the story. Friends?
But anyway.
Okay, I was in the garage on my own.
So we were playing Mortal Kombat for a while. Right. And then we decided, you know what? I really want to play that new game that's just come out, Habbo.
Oh, right. God.
Habbo.
Habbo Hotel.
Habbo Hotel.
I have no idea what that is.
Do you not?
No.
Jesus Christ.
It's... There's no way to explain it. It's Habbo.
It's...
You have your little room.
Yeah. Right, it's awful.
And you just get furniture. And you trade furniture for furniture. It's like a
hotel simulator thing. You have a character, you have your room, like Sam said, and then you can trade with other people, the other guests. And the other guests are other people.
Right.
It's awful.
Anyway. And I was like, oh, we need to come up with a name. What are we going to call ourselves? Well, Sub-Zero. We've just been playing Mortal Kombat.
Right.
And then we were like, oh, well, Sub-Zero's not available. What can we use?
So many people played Habbo that you had to...
So we were like, oh, what can we use? And then just 75 was where that came from.
So you put 75 on the end, but then that wasn't... It was 75 in the beginning as well?
It was originally 75, Sub-Zero, 75. And I've gone through various different ones. So Sub-Zero, 757, Sub-Zero, 75.
Oh, I see.
So we're 75. I don't know why we chose 75, but that's where Sub-Zero came from. Now you all know my story.
So, did your mates have, I don't know any other Mortal Kombats, but did they have, I don't know, 24? Did they do the same thing?
No, this was a joint account that we had. Well, it was just me and one friend that we...
So someone else is 75, Sub-Zero, 75?
No, I don't think they use it. I continue to use it.
What if every time you try and enter it in and it says it's been taken, what if it's that guy?
Oh my god, his face was just like, wait.
Okay.
Well, does anybody else want to explain their gamer tags then? Freddie, tell me about your...
Yeah, yours is quite interesting.
What, Bizzle Lad?
Bizzle Lad, yeah. Bizzle isn't a word.
Was it 7 years ago? I was
That's so precise.
I was at Matt's house. We were both starting up new RuneScape characters.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so I probably could have guessed that.
And, we were just coming up with names. That's how... Then it eventually just came up with Bizzle Boy. That was already taken. So
nice.
Bizzle Boy. I'm so glad now that it wasn't
like
Bizzle Boy.
21 years old, and it's just like...
Bizzle Boy!
Oh, Bizzle Boy, yeah.
So, that's... And then I just stuck with it.
Do you know Bizzle Boy is one of our subscribers? He's been following you. So sorry, Bizzle Boy.
mine isn't that interesting.
You saw a pack of Fruitella and went...
Fruitella. It's always going to be food related with me, isn't it? but what happened was my original Xbox gamer tag was... when I got my Xbox, I didn't know what a gamer tag was. So I just went, oh, it needs to be my name then, doesn't it? So Sam Richens was my gamer tag for a very long time. And then I made a new one. And previously, in the same day, I just watched Anotherhood. You know, the film Anotherhood.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible, chavvy film.
And then it's not terrible.
Someone says in the film, Frutella's a bad man, so you get me. And from then onwards, I was like, oh.
I'm a bad man, obviously, so I am Frutella.
Bad man, sweet. So therefore, my Xbox name was Frutella. But that was taken, so... I just, for some reason, decided to put 0-0 because it looked like a Wi-Fi signal. Because that was cool.
Right.
So it's Frutella, ooh.
Wow.
And from then on, it's just been variations like Fruity Tea was one I've used recently when we had to start a game.
What about yours, Ben?
Okay. You got cut off there a bit. You got that bored.
Yep.
Wow. Well, mine simply is C2 Snarf. Snarf is a character off of Thundercats, which is
Thundercats.
Beep.
Which is a mid-80s cartoon I used to watch when I was a child. Yes, I'm that old. And I
used to watch when I was 40.
And I was bought once on my birthday a little figure of Snarf, which was made the year I was born, in 1983, and it is gone on the dashboard of every single car I've owned all the way through my driving life. And my current car is a C2, so I just put those two together. C2 Snarf.
It's like seamless, that combination. It's meant to be.
It was, yes. I think it sounds alright, doesn't it?
Sounds alright, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not all bad. Fine. Stop that one in there. It wasn't a case of me just collapsing onto my keyboard and then, oh,
Seedy stuff. Oh, give it that.
Coincidence. That's great.
Going back to what you said about the gamer tag, I did the same thing as you. You know, when you said Sam Rishins was your original name. I was like, what can I call myself? Let's think. And then I thought, all in caps, the G-Man.
The G-Man 999. Oh my god.
But everyone used to read it as Fegman.
Were you the evil guy in Sonic? Is that what you were? Is that what
I get it.
Fegman.
Yeah, everyone just read my name wrong.
If anyone on mic can like, call you, hey, Fegman, watch out! Who's Fegman? You bellend! I'm the G-Man!
I used to fucking hate having my name because every time I played COD, I was terrible at COD. I was one of those kids that just got it because everyone else had it, and then I was just no good at it.
You're not a massive fan of FPSs, are you?
No, not after playing COD for a few years.
I'm pretty sure I've taken your Call of Duty.
Yeah.
You're not having that.
And every time I used to play and I was doing badly, everyone's like, oh, Sam Richings, you're doing shit. This is like, oh, they know my name, they're going to hunt me down. Like, they're going to try and murder me because I didn't win Search and Destroy because I was the last guy there. And I was scared. I was scared for my life. Every time I went to bed, I just wouldn't sleep. Because I thought people were going to come and kill me.
Mate, if you can't clutch, get off the game.
I've clutched once before in my life. Killed an entire team and everyone's like... But that was after my name was gone. I was like, trying to tell them. I was like, I'm Sam Richards. Please, just put me on the internet. I just did this amazing thing. I just killed a whole team on my end. They're like, oh yeah, fruit teller, yeah, you're fucking sick, mate. You know?
Fruit teller!
And then I left immediately so that they thought I was just some amazing COD player.
Yeah, I used to do that quite often, actually.
Well, and then when I got off and looked at my stats, it was still KD of 0.7.
Nice!
Yeah.
Well, now everyone knows a tiny bit more about us.
I feel violated now that everyone knows that.
I feel completely naked, exposed.
It's because you are.
I'm sorry.
Has anybody seen any of the new COD footage at all?
It just looks like they've sort of gone, what can we do with COD?
Bigger jumps.
Halo's quite close to COD.
They basically just took Titanfall and Halo and put them together and called it Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
And stuck.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do afterwards because they've done the past, they've done the present, and now they've done the future.
But there's always other planets.
Yeah, they probably will end up doing that just to squeeze more money
out of
it.
Just like Civ. Oh, well, we've run out of history to try and talk about. Let's go to a different planet.
Didn't one of the main developers of Call of Duty actually admit that Call of Duty games were not for gamers? They were just for, like, you're like the sort of people
children.
That are, like, buy, like, watch movies. You don't actually like movies. They just watch, like, action films or whatever.
I see.
That is the equivalent of it. They're not actually for gamers. They're just...
Yeah.
I mean, because ultimately... They are shit.
Oh yeah, ever since, well, COD 4. COD 4 was they peaked there. It's just gone downhill since then. The last relatively not bad one was Modern Warfare 2.
Even like the storyline.
Absolute shit.
Like the storylines I played, but they're all terrible.
Yeah.
And they last 3 hours or something. It's just, I've heard this one though is the best one they've done for a while.
Really? Well, I've heard the opposite.
Well, that's brilliant. Well done to you. You just talk to the wall, though, and you writ what was on the wall, so...
I shit on walls.
And then write in the shit.
Yeah. I am Sam.
Okay, should we move on?
No.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, yes, let's move on. So what we're going to do next is some...
We can do the real or fake news stories, which we've done before.
We have done before.
That went surprisingly well, considering it was us that organised it.
We're going to stick to the same team, so it's me,
Sam,
Ben.
Sam Squared.
Sam Squared.
Oh. Or in your case, Sam.
What is that? He's like throwing up the crab claws.
That's weird.
So, yeah.
In your case, that's more Sam Circle.
You're laughing at me, you're on my team. Go over there then.
Basic rules. We've both been doing some research on our respective pads. I've got a Android device, he's got an Apple device.
That's an Afro goose.
It's a goose with an Afro.
We've been looking at news stories and we need to tell these news stories to the other team, and they need to guess whether we're lying or if it's a real news story. They might be, or they probably are, based on truth to some degree. If they're fake, or if they're real, then they will be real. Blah 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 blah.
Okay.
I think that you two cunts should go first.
Well, that was so rude. Okay, right. This is on a local newspaper from Plymouth, right?
Real.
And
is there anything about inbreeding?
There is. No, actually there's not. But fake. There is a new sport in Plymouth which is being registered, which is called seagull racing. Okay. And it was started up at this sort of like yacht club, and basically they just release seagulls and then they race, and I don't know how it works, but they just sort of race around, and then they obviously have a
win. Do they come back, the seagulls?
Well, I'm not too sure, because I don't see how. They probably just go towards the nearest like fish and chip shop or something like that.
Is it like snail racing? Or, you know, like you put two snails and they just go, but they're not training, they just go.
I got a feeling, Sam, that it's not like snail racing.
Because they're seagulls.
Well, they're flying.
But yeah, apparently like, this is being like put forward to be a registered sport, but I generally don't know how this has even like been completed, how a race has finished. But
yeah. I think that your ignorance of this, rather than me think that it's fake, is actually made it more plausible, because you are a sort of idiot that would look at something and not read it.
Well, it just sort of caught my attention, the fact that someone said, "We're racing seagulls."
Okay, what do you think? I mean, it is Plymouth after all, and they are...
I don't know.
How do we say this nicely about offending someone from Plymouth? They are all massive bastards. So, I mean, I lived there for 4 years.
Yeah.
So this is something that I...
Do you know of many yacht clubs?
Yacht clubs?
So it was apparently started up at a yacht club.
But there's so many seagulls there, it's like an epidemic of seagulls in Plymouth.
You would have thought if they were racing, they'd just get lost amongst the other packs of seagulls.
I'm going to say yes. I can't...
You're going to say it's true?
I'm going to say it's true because it just seems too... It just seems too fanciful. He hasn't got that much of an imagination. Look at him. It's like a barren wasteland there.
I get told a lot of the time that I'm not allowed to think.
It is. It's like...
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, we'll say it's true.
Actually a lie.
Yes. Oh my god.
I was just sat there looking like a goose.
Should have known. So you got that from nothing?
Straight from my head, yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
It's a picture of a naked lady with a cow.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was it. I won.
Yeah. Well, you don't know.
You just sat there in awe, like, how the fuck did he come out with that?
You got a point.
Okay. Well, mine is...
Ours!
Not true. It's a lie.
We're team A.
No, because we went first, so we're team A.
Yeah, you're team 7.
Okay, team 7. Ours is based on Steve Jobs, who died.
Yeah,
tragically.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm actually, you know, I didn't like the guy personally when we went out for drinks in Plymouth while we were watching some seagulls racing. Now he's died. Naturally, a lot of things that he owned are now kind of going up for auction, okay? Like,
right.
A lot of things are getting sold. There was like that massive... Did you see that yacht that he had? It was like a super yacht. It was like this ultra modern thing that he designed.
Is that where he kept all his turtlenecks?
All of them.
I've just seen one of them. And it was just so big and they didn't know what to do. But anyway, right, one of the more weird things that they have decided to sell, and I'll give you the price first. They're saying about $350,000, because what they're selling is a picture...
Fake.
A picture...
Fake.
...of an apple that was apparently inspired by... It was it was inspired by what it was.
Come on, you can do this.
It was inspired by fruit.
The name Apple was inspired by this picture, apparently, right? And it was like, this is like the genesis of Apple.
So it's just a picture of Apple.
Yeah. But it's Steve Jobs' picture. He's an ugly. Anyway, ooh, apparently he was a bit of a tyrant, old Steve Jobs, a bit of a nasty piece of work.
He used to drink cider.
Only Apple. I feel like
he'd be the man who would drink cider, yeah. Just very trying to read.
It's a difficult fake news story.
It's difficult. Anyway, yeah. So the picture is affectionately referred to as Ricketts 1.
Right. Okay. Ricketts 1.
Ricketts 1. Sam has Ricketts, so
I do.
You do have Ricketts.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So, I think the first bit about the yacht. Was a lie because
what do you mean? The yacht wasn't part of the story. That's actually
yeah, but it's not Steve Jobs's yacht. I remember reading it the other day. It was a some other super yacht, which is ridiculous. Like it's got like a garage with like four cars on it and shit like that.
No.
No, you're wrong.
Quickly go on the internet and look up Steve Jobs' yacht. I wanna know.
No, gotta finish the story first.
we gotta get to the bottom of this. So how much was the picture again?
350,000.
Was it 350? Well, that's the estimate, and obviously they don't know. Mm.
So this news story is basically they're selling Steve Jobs' belongings, and one of them is a picture of an apple.
But yeah. It's not just a bit. It's the genesis of Apple. That's where it all came from.
Well, so
it's gone to auction. Someone
drew this apple. Can I see the apple?
No, you can't see anything. No,
because I'm going to show you a picture of Steve Jobs' weird-ass yacht.
He's obsessed with this bloody yacht.
That is Steve Jobs' yacht.
That is a big old yacht.
It is massive. And
I don't know, look at that.
And it's like all ultra-modern and stuff.
Okay, what I was reading about was it was a car designer who basically built this yacht and it was like valued it like hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of millions.
Oh, so you think that there's like one yacht in the world and I was talking about it? And
like, oh, you said some the sort yacht of is
it's another guy.
Right.
Oh, alright. Sam does not want you to talk at all today.
What do you reckon, Sam?
I don't think it's true.
You don't think it's true? I feel like that's...
Do we need more questions? Do we need to question them more?
Well, I've got the news story back up, so you are welcome to question me about all.
Okay.
It says $365,000.
Was the frame part of the image? Does it have a frame, or is it just the image?
The picture does not have the picture of the frame. Picture does not have a picture of the frame.
It also sold for less than the estimate that they had as well.
Oh, so it's already been sold, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But if there's an estimate and it's already been sold, then flaws in the story.
Well, no, it says here that it's been sold for 365,000.
No, it just says the estimate was
400,000 to 600,000.
God in heaven.
So
you need to no, it's not true.
No, I think it's a lie.
It's a lie.
Really? Yeah.
I think it's a lie.
It's a lie.
Yeah, well, that's what we're going with. It's a unanimous lie.
The Ricketts 1 was created in a garage in 1976, was Steve Jobs' first personal computer. That's it.
So that was the story?
Yeah.
But you changed it.
So yeah, Freddie gave it away. Freddie lost it.
Well, the thing is, that's actually true, what I just said.
Yeah, but because...
The estimate was 400 to 600,000.
But because Ben originally said 350,000, and then you said it had been sold for 365,000.
It's got, like, a tape machine.
Yeah, and then you said it was sold for less than the estimate. And then,
there shouldn't have been an estimate if it was already sold.
Which way... sounded like you were going for the fake story anyway. Sounds like you were... You were leaning that
way. I was leaning that way because of the yacht.
Damn the yacht.
She just left the yacht out of it.
So Sun Squared wins.
Yeah. Again. Did we win last time?
I have no idea.
I think they did. No, I think it was a draw last time. We both guessed right. Because it were both lies.
Yeah,
so it were both lies.
You're both liar, you dirty swag. So we're in the lead then.
Yeah, that's it. We win.
Anyway, now we've finished the podcast, I can get on with my story. I was in Great Yarmouth. Most of my clothes were missing.
70%.
Right. How much was it? 74% of my clothes are missing, right? I turned round, homeless man staring at me, started to run at me really quickly. What do you all do?
I run
at take the rest of your clothes off.
Yeah.
Right on that. He jumped on me. We're now married.
I still don't wear any clothes. I've become a nudist. And he's still homeless. I live in a house, but he still lives on the street.
I mean, he insisted I move in with him.
Move out with him?
In a box. A
house, shake it all about?
Yeah. We live in Domino's boxes.
Turn around.
Domino's boxes.
Right. That's what it's all about.
It's all about Domino's boxes.
We've created a Domino's
fortress.
Whoa. Oh. The Okie-Kokie.
Okay, I think...
Wow. The Okie-Kokie.
Yeah, that's... All right, part two of podcast two was the ending of the second one. See you later.
What the hell did you even say?